Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is week 10 of the NFL season. I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, it is Dallas week. We are finally here at Dallas week. But yesterday was Nick Sirianni's day after the win over Jacksonville video conference. What are your takeaways from that?
Well, number one, you always feel good after a win. And you particularly feel good when you look at the record and they're 6-2. And that means they've won four straight games and they've cut out most of the turnovers. Jalen Hurts is playing at the top of his game. You had an amazing Saquon Barkley, not only a play, but a game. He continues to be great, but he made one of the great plays of all time. And then you had an incredible catch by Devontae Smith in the corner of the end zone. I still, to this day, have watched it 100 times. I don't know how physically he was able to keep his feet in bounds, but he is a remarkable athlete.
Incredible plays in that game. But despite incredible plays, Merrill, some might say the Eagles took their foot off the gas in that game. What did Nick Sirianni have to say about that?
Well, he would disagree, and in fact, he did disagree with that theory. He said he felt the team played with relentless effort. He didn't feel like the team let up, even with the 22-point lead, but there were just different situations in the game that went against the Eagles.
The tush push, Merrill, is usually pretty automatic. It was not automatic against the Jaguars. What was Nick's assessment of why the tush push failed against Jacksonville?
Well, he said you just can't overreact to a play that's been so successful. You look for things to make it better. You will examine it. But you go back another week in Cincinnati, there was one that was ruled not across the plane, and then they reviewed it, and then they said the Eagles had crossed the plane, but it was that close. So it hasn't been working as effortlessly as it did in the last couple of years. So it's something that they absolutely have to examine and see if they can do some variations or come up with something else that works. But any of these schemes, after a while, you're going to get teams and coaches examining them and finding ways to counter them. So I'm sure that Nick will look at that very, very carefully.
And in Sunday's case, the tush push particularly failed when the Eagles were going for 2 points rather than kicking an extra point. And it fits to the theme of Nick Sirianni's aggressiveness in this game. He passed up on a couple of field goals on fourth down attempts that failed. A lot of points left off the board. In his review, Merrill, does Nick Sirianni regret how aggressive he was in this game?
He said that he would not change anything. At the time of the game, he did what he thought would help them win. And he said, you have to trust the process and trust the players.
You know, despite all those points being left off the board, I believe that if Saquon Barkley does not fumble in that instance that he did, and it's not a scoop and score for Trayvon Walker, it's a totally different game. What, Merrill, what did you think? The NFL, when talking to Zach Berman, the instant replay, vice president of instant replay, Mark Butterworth, in a pool report to PHLY Zach Berman, basically said it was a fumble because even though Saquon was touched, he stumbled basically over Landon Dickerson, which, in my opinion, doesn't make any sense. What did you think of that ruling about the fumble?
Well, I didn't see it that way at the time, and I didn't see it that way after I looked at the review. He was definitely touched. He began to stumble because he was tripped up. Then he touched Landon Dickerson, and when he went down, the ground, well, his elbow hit first, and the ground did clearly cause the fumble. But the NFL chose to review it and to interpret it in a different way. I don't happen to agree with their interpretation. Fortunately, it did not cost the Eagles the game.
It didn't, and they're 6-2. But my goodness, it made the game certainly interesting. And we'll close with this, because obviously the Eagles are getting, now they're going to start turning the page, start focusing on Dallas. It is Dallas week, already at week 10. Quite remarkable that we're already at week 10 of this season. But Merrill, the Eagles, based on all reports, are not going to be playing Dak Prescott Sunday in Arlington, because Dak has a hamstring injury, which means that you would presume Cooper Rush is the next guy up that the Eagles are going to play. What are your thoughts on these developments and them about to play Cooper Rush?
Well, it does seem that Dak Prescott has a serious hamstring pull, more like Jordan Mailata's, that is going to keep them out for several weeks. Who knows? It could be 3 weeks. It could be a month. You never know. But the Eagles are undoubtedly going to see Cooper Rush, who is an experienced backup quarterback. You assume nothing. You don't, again, take your foot off the pedal or think, well, we're not playing Dak Prescott. You play as if Dak Prescott or any starting quarterback is out there, and you play well. And there's so much at stake every single week. They're 6-2. They play well, do what they have to do, and come home 7-2.
And win a game in Dallas finally, in Arlington finally, for the first time in a long time. It's been since 2017, the season that they won the Super Bowl, the last time that they won in Dallas. It has been a very long time. Always appreciate your thoughts, Merrill, on everything, and have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will talk again rather soon. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.